Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, DeSantis gives exactly zero F's about media BS and narratives. This is the way you handle the media. You do not answer stupid questions. You immediately fight back and cut them off and kneecap them. That's just the way you do it. I'm going to talk about that, the hurricane. I'm not wasting your time here. Remember the Trump stole nuclear secrets narrative? Was hiding them in Mar-a-Lago? Yeah, we were kind of right again. We'll produce the evidence here on the show. You're not wasting your time here, folks. I promise you. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Talk about them every show. Protect your online privacy. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Don't wait. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. I've got a lot of material, including a new effort. By the love, you think they learned from the targeting of parents at school boards thing with the DOJ? Oh, they were chastised, the FBI, them. They're doubling down now. Yeah, they learn. They learn how to target Americans. Boy, today's show brought to you by MyPillow as well. Folks, you've heard me talk about MyPillow for a while, but did you know they have a lot more than just pillows? Paula loves their slippers. Their sheets are super comfortable. There's no better time to check out MyPillow.com because MyPillow, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have a BOGO extravaganza on several MyPillow items. It's time to join the millions of Americans who change the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you can get this buy one, get one free pricing on beach towels, beach blankets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows that are great for traveling and so much more. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Bongino or call 800-837-0459. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. Again, call 800-837-0459 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Bongino. The slippers are amazing. Paul and I love their pillows, slippers, and towels for a long time. We know you love their products too. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Bongino. Don't wait. Check him out. All right, Joseph, let's go.
We told you so.
Ron DeSantis gives exactly zero F's about BS media narratives. Listen, I ran for office. I lost. I did not win. I can't say that enough. It's kind of the inspiration for my next book, which I'm starting today at 5 p.m. I'm going to start writing. And the book is about failure. And what we do with it. And one of the things I failed at was running for office. Three times. Ran for office, didn't work out. But one of the things I learned is that the media are a hostile political opposition force. They are not neutral arbiters of the truth. I don't even need to waste your time on that. You already know that. The point of this is not to tell you how bad the media sucks. That's self-evident. It's to tell you how Republicans for years have mistakenly invoked this strategy of don't mess with people who buy ink by the barrel. Joe, you've heard it 1,000 times.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with the media. They'll ruin you. Wrong. You ruin them. That will make you. When you take on the media, as Donald Trump showed, and now Ron DeSantis is showing as well, when you take them on, your status in the Republican Party gets elevated because nobody trusts these idiots. They're like the Skeletor to your He-Man. You don't placate Skeletor. Here's DeSantis yesterday. I'm not going to go over it again. We went over it during yesterday's show, but the narrative the media is settling on in light of the death and destruction in Florida, the narrative, you mean they're not trying to help or anything? No, they're not trying to help or get you the facts. They're trying to use a deadly hurricane to attack Republicans. Come on now. The narrative they settled on is the evacuation was botched in Florida and people died. You can go over that whole thing yesterday, how it's nonsense, garbage. They're totally making it up. The media was in the wrong spot. They were in Tampa. If they were going to evacuate, then why didn't they call for an evacuation of the Biden administration? So, of course, despite the fact that we thoroughly debunked, completely eviscerated this stupid botched evacuation narrative on yesterday's show, eviscerated. There's not a shred of truth to the entire thing. Not a shred. Thoroughly debunked. Despite that, the media, of course, is desperately trying to make fetch happen. They tried it yesterday with Ron DeSantis. This is how it's done, folks. He doesn't even accept the premise, cuts the guy off right away, and makes a buffoon out of this guy and gets a round of applause for it. Here's how it's done.
About the trajectory of the storm, where it was going to end. I want to talk to you about evacuation orders.
Yeah, honestly, this has been, excuse me.
Pam over here.
Excuse me, this has been handled ad nauseum. I know you can talk about these officials. Ask him about it. That's fine. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. Okay. Stop. Okay. We should be focusing on what we can do to do good. We should be focusing on lifting people up and stop incessantly talking and trying to cast aspersions on people that were doing the best job they could with imperfect information.
Listen, I don't. One of the purposes of this show has been instructive as well as educational. I remember the BDP album, Edutainment. I always love that combination of two words, educational entertainment. This is edutainment as well, although they came from a different perspective, right? I used to love that album. But this is edutainment as well. It's not just to highlight Ron DeSantis owning the media losers like he does every single time. It's to show you that if you are a Republican activist or a candidate, do not accept the premise of their question. Don't. Just immediately fight back and fight back with the facts and fight back strongly and vigorously. Eventually, these stupid narratives go away. Think about all the dumb DeSantis narratives. He moved vaccines to the public's locations, political favoritism. He was manipulating data. Every single one of them was thoroughly eviscerated and debunked. Why? Because the DeSantis people don't take it lying down. That's how it's done. Moving on. I got to get to some other stuff. Listen, I'm not wasting your time in this show. Narratives matter. The media is not about telling you the story. They're about telling you a story. We just proved that. Now, anything with Trump or DeSantis, you can always assume your ground level of assumption when reading anti-Trump, anti-DeSantis stories, your ground level of assumption before you jump in the elevator at even floor one should be that the story's a lie. I'm not saying all of them are lies. I want to be clear. But I'm saying if you're a strict player of probabilities, there's a 51% chance any story about Trump or DeSantis is probably a lie. So you're better off assuming it's a lie. Again, it may not be. Not every media story about these two gentlemen is in fact a lie, but most are. Knowing that, and you knowing that, when the raid of Mar-a-Lago happened and it turned into a PR nightmare for the FBI and the DOJ because of you, you fighting back, you calling your congressman, people on TV calling out this tyrannical bull that it was. The FBI and the DOJ and some of the losers who were running this operation at the top, total political hacks in hock to the Democrat Party, just garbage running these organizations right now, garbage. Running these organizations, garbage. Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, garbage people. They had to make sure they switched the narrative because they knew they looked like totalitarian thugs, which is what they are, tyrants, which is exactly what they did. So what did they do? They started leaking and leaking really bad stuff like Trump stole nuclear secrets. Remember, they were telling you a story, not the story. Now, folks, I don't like celebratory self-praise or victory laps, but sometimes they're necessary. Remember when they leaked that Trump stole nuclear secrets and are hiding them at Mar-a-Lago? And I told you, I guarantee you there were no nuclear secrets there. Guaranteed. I know Trump. I know what went on. I keep regular contact with a lot of people who are very, very knowledgeable about these type of intelligence operations. There was no way Trump had sensitive nuclear secrets like nuclear codes and locations at Mar-a-Lago. There was no way. I said, I guarantee you it's the letter between him and Kim Jong-un being that it was over larger nuclear issues. Guaranteed. Sure enough, here's our good friends at CNN. And I use that term friends loosely. National Archives alerted lawyers for Trump about missing letters with North Korean leader in May of 2021. Record show. I told you it was BS. They knew it was the letter the entire time. Folks, the letter with Kim Jong-un did not contain nuclear secrets in the way the media wanted you to think about it. I told you it was a letter with Kim Jong-un. It was so obvious to anyone who studies these people. Now, what cued me off to this? Because I want you to be able to do this same thing. It's not some proprietary secret I have. When you listen to the words of media people, you have to understand media hacks and goons are deep state mouthpieces. All of them have different roles. Maggie Haberman's a mouthpiece for the deep state, but for the Democrat Party. Natasha Bertrand is a mouthpiece for the intelligence community. And so is Ken Delanian at NBC. Whatever the deep state tells them to say, no matter how much of a lie it is, Trump stole nuclear secrets, they'll repeat it. I want you to watch this from one of my prior shows. This is a clip of Ken Delanian. Watch this guy and understand, just quote his words and you can attribute them to intelligence officials in the deep state who are lying in order to frame Donald Trump and make him look bad. When you get that, you know the lie. So the minute Ken Delanian said this about sensitive secrets like nuclear stuff and spy satellites at Mar-a-Lago, I knew the story was totally made up. And he was just doing what he does, repeating the deep state talking points. Here, watch this.
What do we know about the documents seized at Mar-a-Lago?
Good morning, Andrew. Well, the warrant tells us the FBI seized five sets of documents marked top secret. And that means information that, if disclosed, would pose exceptionally grave danger to U.S. national security. But among that was one set marked top secret sensitive compartmented information. And as you know, Andrea, from covering the intelligence community for a long time, that means information that's so secret only a small group of people inside the U.S. government can see it, those who have a need to know. We're talking about things like CIA, names of CIA sources in Moscow, or images from the most advanced spy satellites. This information was so sensitive that the FBI agents who took it out of Mar-a-Lago would have had to take it to a special facility. We're talking about the most protected secrets in the U.S. government.
Notice what Ken Delanian does there, because he's a goon. It's really laughable at this point. The minute Ken Delanian starts talking about spy satellites and names of CIA sources, what's the first thing you think, Joe? Well, we know what it definitely isn't, right?
Right.
Spy satellites and names of CIA. You know that.
Yeah.
You understand that, correct? Like, whatever Ken Delanian says is being repeated by deep state goons trying to attack and set up and frame Donald Trump. So you know that didn't happen. So the minute they said nuclear secrets, I knew it was anti-nuclear secrets and not nuclear secrets. Now, I asked Guy this morning, and I don't think I've done this before, gone back to my prior. I may have once or twice, but I rarely do this. I asked Guy and Joe and Jim, all of them. I said, guys, you got to do me a favor, because it takes me about 3 hours to get the show ready, and I didn't have the time. I said, you got to hunt through our library and play the cut where I told people what CNN is now reporting, that they weren't nuclear secrets the way you'd think of them, that it was the Kim Jong-un letter that he probably took. And here's how Guy found it. This is funny. Guy goes through Twitter this morning, and here's a guy on September 7, 2022, at Stink Shovel on Twitter. This is how he found it. I'm not kidding. It's just sometimes easier just to go to social media. Here he is. Dan Bongino on his radio clown show, getting out ahead of the story, claims that the classified documents found at Mad Alardo, I guess that's his funny name from Arlo, are just Trump and Kim Jong-un's love letters. Man, who's mad and a lardo now? Here's me telling you what's now a confirmed story. You're not wasting your time. Take a listen. If it turns out it's some dangerous document about a nuclear power, then fine. You know, it doesn't. People make mistakes. We should acknowledge it. We shouldn't cover anything up. I'm speculating, but I'm speculating based on a lot of really good information. I don't believe it was that at all. I swear it's that Kim Jong-un letter. They used to write each other letters, Trump and Kim Jong-un. I swear it's some Kim Jong-un letter about whatever, the nuclear things they were doing. And from those letters, they're taking nuclear capabilities. Keep in mind, that can mean anything. You understand what I'm getting at, Joe? Kim Jong-un could have wrote in a letter something that's probably publicly known. Like, hey, we have nuclear weapons and we're willing to talk about them. And Trump probably had the letter.
Okay.
What they're implying. Now, again, I'm speculating. I want to be fair and open and honest. I could be wrong. And if it turns out to be something else, it turns out to be something dangerous, and it slipped into Mar-a-Lago, was deliberately taken, fine. Fine. People make mistakes all the time. I don't think that's what this is. I am supremely confident that this is one of those Kim Jong-un letters. Now, you notice what now actual reporting looks like in contrast to goons and this. I mean, this guy on Twitter, he's probably a zero. I don't, you know, I'm not attributing anything. It's just funny. That's how we found it. That's the only reason I put it up, not to give this guy any Streisand effect PR. He can take a victory lap today, but thank you. We needed you to find that clip. But you notice how I'm candid and honest with you. I'm not wasting your time, that I'm speculating. Donald Trump didn't tell me that it was a Kim Jong-un letter. No one in the Trump organization did. However, I know Donald Trump. I've known him for a long time. I know he's very proud of the work he tried to do with denuclearization in North Korea. I know Donald Trump wouldn't keep nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago that would put the country in jeopardy. I know that. And based on Ken Delaney and Natasha Bertrand and others reporting on the matter, it was fairly obvious that although it wasn't a speculation, it was informed speculation that that's what it likely was. But notice how I say that. And yet Ken Delanian couches it in no such way, an alleged reporter, when he tells you, you know, like CIA names and spy satellites. You notice he didn't do the same thing. Honestly, man, be proud of yourself that you listen to shows like this and Levin and Shapiro and others where we don't do that, Tucker. Do that stuff. I was going to curse there. Sorry. We don't do that. Who's the conspiracy theorist now? CIA names, spy satellites. Who got the story right again? Now you see why they want to silence me, by the way. Listen, I'm nobody's victim. Yeah. I'm not some martyr in this. I chose to do this. I left my job to do it. I'm serious. This isn't snowflake time. I'm nobody's martyr, and I love what I do, and I've got a great life. Don't cry for me, Argentina, right? I just want you to understand, this is why this show is a constant target of all the loser brigade out there, the deep staters, the cat ladies of the world, because we expose what they're doing weeks and months before they do it. And they hate it. Oh, Dan, they're not watching you. It's a conspiracy theory. Really? Here you go. A judicial watch from September of 2020. State Department records show the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine monitored all of these people. The targeted persons were Dan Bongino, Giuliani, Gorka, Solomon, Posobiec, Svidra. Now, again, I'm not alleging that the Ukrainian embassy during Spygate that was intimately involved in the Spygate affair, including the chargé, the DCM, and our ambassador, Marie Yovanovitch, intimately involved in it. I'm not alleging they were breaking the law. They may have been, but I don't think they were, to be honest. They were monitoring my social media. I'm not alleging lawbreaking. I'm just telling you why, if you were the ambassador to the United States and I'm some dopey conspiracy theorist wasting everybody's time and writing a bunch and telling and saying a bunch of things that are absolutely untrue, why would you be so obsessed with watching and monitoring me all the time?
Weird.
Weird, brother. Weird. Why is it I keep getting from sources that these deep state folks at DOJ and FBI are keenly interested in what happens on this show every day? Why is that? Come on, Dan. They're not watching you now. Brookings. This is great. This is classic. Brookings. Remember Brookings Institution? The PP tapers? I'll get to that in a second. The PP guys? You know, the whole PP tape thing? This was Brookings. A once respected institution and think tank. Now a global laughingstock of conspiracy theories and garbage. The PP tapers at Brookings. They're watching me right now. Here's Jessica Brandt and Valerie Wertschafter. Brookings Institute, October 3rd, 2022. Let me check the date. That would be yesterday.
Yep.
U.S. podcasters. Thank you, Joe. U.S. podcasters spread Kremlin narratives on Nord Stream sabotage. Bro, the peepee guys. Come on. Why are you not laughing?
Oh, even dude.
This is the peepee institution who literally spread the peepee hoax from Russia. This is the Brookings Institution talking about people spreading Kremlin narratives. Sorry. These guys are really funny. Spreading Kremlin narratives. The peepee guys. Okay, enough. You may have to edit out some of my laughing. I'm sorry. This is Brookings from the Brookings Institution.
Funny.
On his Wednesday show, the podcast host Dan Bongino mused. Again, I'm asking a question. Mused. They don't say, ask the question, because you're not allowed to ask questions, right? But he mused. Is the Biden administration crazy enough to do this to light a spark that might cause World War III? Talking about the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline. The answer is, they're quoting me, I wouldn't be surprised, and I bet neither would you. He continued, adding that the motivations of the Biden administration and the green agenda, I think, are far greater than the motivations of Russia. Again, notice in the quote how Brookings is not uncomfortable with declaratory statements. I make none. Leave that up, Guy. Is there anything declaratory in that? No, I just asked a question weighing possible motivations because I believe in actual reporting based on facts. And the facts I base that reporting on are the Biden administration's own statements. I'll play that for you coming up. The pee-pee guys, this is hilarious. I woke up this morning, someone sent this to me, and I kid you not, nearly spit. I drink some double shot of espresso in the morning, get up. I nearly spit it in my sink. I was laughing so hard. I kid you not. I said, this is the single greatest article ever sent to me. I'm going to show you how Brookings is even uncomfortable with you asking questions because they're tyrannical censors who want to promote more pee-pee hoaxes. Folks, Genucel, Julia from Arlington says, I began using Genucel's most popular package recently, went to get a facial, and the technician said I have impeccable skin. She's seen 20-year-olds that don't have skin as nice as mine. Paula, too. That's why she looks like she loves Genucel. And not just Julia, folks. My mother-in-law also uses it, along with Paula, the Genucel line. It's such an the founder story is terrific. All the products are still formulated by the founder. In fact, the very first product was created simply as a favor to a customer in his pharmacy. Now see the results for yourself with Genucel's most popular package, just like Julia. For a limited time, every most popular package is 70% off, plus you'll get Genucel's customer favorite hyaluronic acid correcting serum free. Genucel's most popular package treats tens of millions of everyday skin problems like wrinkles, dark spots, dry skin, sagging jawlines, even those annoying bags and puffiness for men and women just like you. And with its immediate effects, Genucel guarantees results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. Visit Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel.com/Dan, Genucel.com/Dan. For a limited time, your most popular package includes a complimentary gift set with your subscription plus free express shipping. Genucel.com/Dan. That's Genucel.com/Dan. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. One quick thing. I noted I did another sniffle in that thing. I know it's driving you crazy. I am finally going to repair my nose so I can breathe normally. Now I got to wait till December. So if those of you hate that, I hate it too. I will be able to breathe normally and I may sound different as I finally get a nose back that I can breathe through. So there you go. Yes, I finally put on a schedule with my friend because I can't breathe anymore. And I know it's driving you crazy. It drives Guy and Joe nuts too. You don't want to edit. They have to edit the show sometimes. So the PP Institution wants to silence me. Why? Because I was ahead of the Spygate story. I was ahead of the Ukraine impeachment story. We were ahead of the Trump stole nuclear secrets story. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Of things, and they don't like that. Brookings wants to promote more pee-pee stuff. So they're going after me and Charlie Kirk as well, saying that merely asking the question, guys, merely asking the question about who blew up portions of the Nord Stream pipeline, merely asking the question is worthy of censorship. Make no mistake, by the way, that's what they're doing with this piece. They're winking and nodding to people. You know what they're doing, guys. The disinformation coming from the pee-pee guys. Now, here's why we ask this question, and maybe Brookings should pay attention to this. There's a number of reasons we ask this question from Brookings. Number one, Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, doesn't seem perturbed at all by the fact that bombing a pipeline that provides Russia with a lot of its wealth might inspire an escalation leading to a potential nuclear war. That kind of worries me. Even Ronald Reagan knew nuclear war was not an option because it would result in global annihilation. Do you see that demonstration from, what was it, Princeton or something last night, Tucker Carlson had on his show about what a full-blown nuclear detonation between Russia and the United States would look like if they launched all their nukes? The world is finished. If you don't die in an explosion, it'll be nuclear winter. The sky's blacked out. There's no plant or animal life. You're dead. You understand you're dead. Like, this isn't an option. So Brookings, I know, doesn't want us to talk about this or ask questions. But when Tony Blinken says things like this about how the explosion of the pipeline is a strategic opportunity, forgive me, but I'm a little skeptical and worried. It's not an opportunity. It's an escalation. Check this out.
It's a tremendous opportunity to once and for all remove the dependence on Russian energy and thus to take away from Vladimir Putin the weaponization of energy as a means of advancing his imperial designs. That's very significant, and that offers tremendous strategic opportunity for the years to come. But meanwhile, we're determined to do everything we possibly can to make sure that the consequences of all of this are not borne by citizens in our countries or, for that matter, around the world.
So, you know, you think the pee-pee guys at Brookings, who call themselves a think tank, they don't think very much over there. All they think about is pee-pees and tapes and stuff like that. You'd think they'd be asking questions about that, not about me. See, we ask questions because we do honest reporting, even if we have to hold our own government to account. You'd think they'd be asking questions like, Mr. Blinken, Mr. Secretary, with due respect, what's the strategic opportunity here? I don't understand. Have you considered the strategic downsides? Because you emphasize the opportunities, but I noticed you strategically avoided the nuclear war question. Gee, where did we get the idea that we may have been involved from? Our own people. Well, come on, Dan, strategic opportunity. Oh, here's Joe Biden, as we played last week, actually talking about how we have the capability to take out the Nord Stream pipeline in a response to a question just months ago. Gee, where did we get this from? Check this out.
If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
I don't know, Brookings, where would we get the idea that we have the capability to take out the Nord Stream pipeline and see it as a strategic opportunity? I don't know, our own people? Why don't you stick to pee-pee stuff? Pee-pee stories and pee-pee hoaxes. You're better at that. You're embarrassing. Again, you were once respected a long time ago as with some semblance of sanity. Now you're a global laughingstock. I know you're embarrassed that we beat you to just about every major story, but maybe sit down and shut up for a little while, huh? Guys kind of humiliated yourselves. Gee had a good point, Joe. Gee said, you know, Joe Biden not being able to keep his mouth shut, leaking our secrets and what we do. He goes, Dan, it's like, remember those crappy detective films from like the 60s and 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Where they, like, by the time the end of the show comes, you already know who did it because they already told you with like 20 or 30 planted clues. That's Biden. He just constantly leaves clues everywhere to what we're going to do. Every single time. If they invade Ukraine and it's a small invasion, we're not going to do anything. Vladimir Putin's like taking notes. Thanks, Joe. Which is exactly what happened, by the way.
Easter eggs.
Yeah. Easter eggs. Yeah, Easter eggs in movies like Marvel. Leaving Easter eggs everywhere. It's so right. You know what? Let me get to my next sponsor, and I'm going to show you what Brookings is really about. What does Brookings do, folks? This speaks more about the swamp. You need to know this, why these Brookings people are so dangerous. There is power and money in access. And they need access to power. And in order to keep access to power, these institutions like Brookings, these think tanks and stuff, and not just on the liberal side, but even on the conservative side, they have to surgically attach the lips to the ass of whoever's in power. They don't care if they have to lie to defend someone. They'll do it. I'll show you what I mean in a second, why they're so worried about me. My lips stay right here. No ass. Thankfully. Folks, Omaha Steaks, from tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall. They have unbelievably delicious food. We've been an Omaha Steaks household for a long time, way before they were a sponsor, because the food tastes great, it's delicious, and it's well-priced. They have mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Right now, take advantage of 50% off 50% off site-wide by shopping their semi-annual sale. Sale only happens twice a year. It's on now with 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use promo code Bongino at checkout, take an additional $30 off your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter Bongino at checkout, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, and stock up on fall flavor today. The food is delicious. Guy is a huge fan of the burgers. They're like a steak on a bun. Your mouth's going to water. Toast that bun, a little bit of seasoning in there. It's perfect for those chilly, busy fall nights. They have entrees ready before then the kids can say what's for dinner. Don't forget to use promo code Bongino at checkout to score an extra $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. That's omahasteaks.com, code Bongino at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Thanks, Omaha Steaks. So here's what who Brookings really is and why does Brookings matter? Because it's you see this a lot. I'm a warrior and advocate for free speech. Brookings has the right, just like any other think tank or lobby firm, to speak out. The First Amendment applies. Thankfully, it does. They also have the right to be stupid, and they frequently take us up on it. Brookings was deeply involved in the whole Spygate thing. Their people are alleged to have been the sources of all of the collusion nonsense, the good stuff, the juicy stuff in the dossier. It turned out to all be fake. Okay? Let's say good stuff qualitatively. Now, you have to understand how DC works. You'll learn if you run for office, you'll figure this out quickly. These think tanks, there's a big revolving door. What they do is, because these people who work in government, not all, but most of them have no real skills. Joe, I know you know, you met a lot of politicians during your time. They don't have any real skills. That's why they're in politics. Yeah. They're not computer engineers, baseball players, pilots. They're just not that bright. So they wind up in government. So the problem is when they leave government, say Biden gets voted out of office, hopefully in 2024, they don't have anywhere to go because no one's going to hire them. So they have two places they wind up, lobby firms and think tanks. And the only reason the think tanks and the lobby firms hire them is because they have access to other people who are still inside government and Congress and the Senate side, even when they lose the White House. You get it? It's a big revolving door. Mm-hmm. So in order to keep that access, which is the only commodity they have to earn a paycheck, because they have no actual skills. These are genuinely stupid people. They're very studied on 19th century Russian history, like Fiona Hill and others, but they have zero common sense at all. The way they maintain that access is by kissing people's asses and going after their targeted enemies. Hey, we need you at the think tank to go after. That's what happens. They also had to go after Donald Trump because he was an enemy of the swamp. Here, Washington Examiner. Look at the date in this story. August of 2022. This is Igor Danchenko. Igor Danchenko, if you're unfamiliar with the background here, is alleged to have been the main source of the dossier. Remember the dossier? Trump, the PP tape, collusion, you get it? The main source was alleged to be this guy Danchenko. Let me read you something from this piece. Fiona Hill, who worked at the Brookings Institution with Igor Danchenko for years before joining Trump's National Security Council, introduced Danchenko and dossier author Christopher Steele a decade ago. Hill said Danchenko provided us with a wealth of insights into an information about Putin. Yeah, like the whole pee-pee hoax. This is who Brookings is, folks. See, the problem is the democratization of information, the problem for the left, has really damaged them. You got to understand this one point. When they controlled CBS, NBC, and ABC, and there was no Fox News, there was no cable, there was no MTV, there was no Breitbart, there was no Bongino Report, there was nothing. You had these three nightly news entities, basically the New York Times, the Washington Post, and that was really it. It was almost outside of the Wall Street Journal. There wasn't really a nationwide conservative media outlet that had any kind of influence at all. They controlled the narrative. They said Trump colluded with the Russians and the dossier was real. Ladies and gentlemen, trust me. It was real because Cronkite and others said it was. Democratizing information, the explosion of Fox News, social media, Facebook, Twitter, True Social, all these entities, Parler, whatever it was, allowed people to speak out and combat these false narratives, and the left absolutely hates it. They hate it. They are tyrants. They are in love with the idea of censorship all the time. They don't care. They're not hiding it anymore. You've got to read this Just the News article in my newsletter today. Greg Piper. Federally backed censorship machine raises separation of powers and election meddling questions. Again, you're not wasting your time here. It talks about these private entities that worked with the government to censor you. Stanford, the University of Washington, they mass reported what they call misinformation. And they claim a success rate of 35% for content removal and soft blocking. They were editing your content with the government, with CISA and DHS. CISA's part of DHS. Do you understand they were working with the Democrats to submit tickets to block you online? You see how they work with how Brookings and these private enterprises, you see how they work with government to make sure that you can't combat their lies? Here's another screenshot from this. Again, you're not wasting your time, man. What did I say to you months ago? I said, outside of the obvious First Amendment issues of the government working with private entities to censor you, I said, how is this not an in-kind donation to the Democrats? When you run for office, I can't give you a service in lieu of money. Joe's a photographer, right? I can't use Joe as a campaign photographer. And if I don't pay him, I have to report it as an in-kind donation. Joe's donating services. It has to be reported. It's to prevent, you know, a candidate from getting free offices, free legal help and all this stuff. And then, you know, just writing it all off. And you have to declare it. I said to you years ago, how is what Twitter and these social media companies are doing, how is it not an in-kind donation? Look, now they're starting to look into it. Interference in digital communications by lawmakers and candidates absolutely could qualify as an in-kind contribution under FEC law, said a former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein. He told John Solomon, I'm telling you, this is so obvious what they're doing. Solomon is another piece too. There's apparently an enemies list now too. Oh yeah. Greg Piper's piece. And this is in the newsletter too, Bongino.com/newsletter. Turns out they were censoring all websites. Websites too, conservative websites. Just the News, New York Post, Fox News, Washington Examiner, Washington Times. Folks, this is the model. You think they learned from any of this? If you think they learned from any of this, you'd be wrong. You think they're like sitting there and backing away because we're highlighting their efforts to violate the First Amendment, FEC election law? They're not doing any of that. Google's email system, the RNC's alleging, is censoring get out the vote campaigns for Republicans, but not Democrats. Please stop telling me they learned it. They didn't learn anything. All right, Dan, what do we do? Well, what we do is we subject them to real material losses, the Michael Anton approach. We will never beat these guys on the left until we start imposing, listen to me, real material losses. It is important you understand that. Loss of finances, loss of position, loss of status. It's the only way. Slapping them on the wrist and saying, don't do that again, we're going to embarrass you, will not work. We highlight the story so people will get out and vote and kick these people out of office, imposing losses upon them. Here's a perfect example of how they are never going to learn. Censorship, it's not a glitch. It's a feature of their system. Christopher Rufo put out this tweet. Rufo is fantastic. He's been exposing this CRT stuff, this transgender craziness, you know, castrating kids. I mean, it's just insane. Breaking. The American Medical Association, yes, I said that right, is asking big tech and the DOJ to censor, deplatform, investigate, and prosecute journalists who question the orthodoxy of radical gender surgeries for minors, arguing that public criticism is disinformation. Holy Moses. Again, here it is right here, by the way. He has the letter. You'd think you would, these are doctors, or at a minimum, representing doctors. This is what I talk about all the time with the stupid smart people, the Fiona Hills of the world. They have a lot of degrees and they're really stupid. You would think after the humiliating backtrack when we expose the National School Boards Association for calling parents terrorists for questioning school policy and then coordinating it with the FBI and DOJ. I had an FBI whistleblower on about it. You would think they would turn down the temperature and organizations would figure out, you know what? Writing letters to the FBI and DOJ to investigate people for speaking out in the First Amendment protected way is a really bad idea. Then you thought wrong. Here's the letter right here. They call on tech companies to do more to prevent this practice on digital platforms and are urging your office, this is to the DOJ they're writing, to take swift action to investigate and prosecute all these organizations, individuals, and entities responsible. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Medical Association is a disgusting, grotesque, now fully communist enterprise that has gotten into speech censorship and tyranny and has put it down on paper after the School Board Association got wrecked for doing the same thing. Proving my point, stupid, smart people are everywhere. Here's Christopher Rufo on Laura Ingraham's show last night responding to a question by Laura Ingraham about exactly this. These morons going full commie in writing. Check this out.
They're threatening and defaming people like you. They didn't use your name, but this is really now Soviet style operation here with what they're doing with just a debate about a very controversial subject.
That's right. And I mean, here are the basic facts. We know from the medical literature that doctors in the United States are performing double mastectomies, removing the breasts of young women. They're also performing penectomies and vaginoplasties, which are removing the penis and creating an artificial vagina for minors. These are children under the age of 18. And simply by pointing this out, there's been this furious reaction. And what they're trying to do is mobilize the FBI, mobilize the Department of Justice, mobilize the entire federal law enforcement apparatus to censor journalists, deplatform journalists, and they say very specifically, investigate and prosecute journalists. This is a reckless move designed to criminalize dissent and protect these really awful and horrific radical gender surgeries and experiments that they're performing on minors.
This is unbelievable. We used to at least pretend to be a constitutional republic. Everybody would kind of wink and nod at it. You conservatives and libertarians out there defended it, many of you with your lives and your limbs. The left doesn't even pretend anymore. You have hospitals castrating and mutilating young kids. Young kids. You would think they would, if they didn't, they should be proud of this, right? If they're doing some kind of public good, right? But they want to hide it. You got journalists, actual journalists like Rufo, and people who do honest reporting like me, reporting on this, and these hospitals are running for the hills so much so they want you arrested and prosecuted. Stalin style. American Medical Association. A disgusting organization of now full-blown communists. They're doing exactly what the commies and the tyrants do. Mutilating kids and trying to hide you. Hide you and secrete away the information. Hide from you the information about it. Disgusting. Gavin Newsom's chipping in with the assist too, by the way. Communist governor of California. Folks, if you find the term communist applicable to these people offensive, then I'm sorry, you're just not reading. They are doing exactly what the communist tyrant playbook would tell them to do. That makes you a communist. Can't line up in center field for the Yankees and tell yourself you're a shortstop. Doesn't work that way. All right, let me get to my last sponsor and show you Newsom. And I got video Alex Berenson with a fascinating theory. Fascinating. About what's happening with the government funding of this Wuhan lab again, of this organization that helped the Wuhan lab, Precision Matters. Fascinating theory. My Patriot Supply, folks, are you listening to what farmers are saying? They're warning us of widespread food shortages ahead. You ready for that? Get some emergency food today if you don't have any or need some. Listen, I'm going to show you something. This is my actual phone. It's not a joke. This is an email to me. Your shipment from order, I can read the number, but it doesn't matter. From My Patriot Supply is on the way. I ordered two more emergency food kits yesterday. That is my actual phone. I am not kidding around. I'm reading all this stuff about nuclear threats. I don't know about you, but I'm not taking any chances, okay? Go get yourself emergency food today. The best day of your life is if you throw it out and never need it. The worst day of your life is if you do and you don't have it. Go to preparewithdan.com right now. You'll save 20% on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. The kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, provides over 2,000 calories a day for 3 solid months per person. Get one for everyone in your house. It lasts 25 years of food. It'll be ready to eat. God forbid you need it. Act now and get a 25% discount per kit. Folks, please get this stuff. Order one kit for each person in your care. You're going to need more than you think. You're going to have neighbors coming over if something breaks bad. Get more. That's why I ordered more last night. Got my mother-in-law to take care of. Go to preparewithdan.com and save 20%. The kits will ship fast and free in unmarked boxes for your privacy. I order. I pay for. I don't get any freebies from them. It's out of my pocket. It's how much I believe in preparedness. Go to preparewithdan.com today and save big on the emergency food you're going to need. That's preparewithdan.com. Preparewithdan.com. I practice what I preach, folks. Okay, Gavin Newsom, of course, is providing the assist with the new tyranny, censorship-loving slime bag left. They don't want anyone speaking out and exposing the truth, including the truth not just about genital mutilation of children. They don't want you to speak about COVID either. Why? Because they've been embarrassed. I had it out yesterday with someone about masks. Again, I can't believe people are still, there are still people convinced that the surgical and cloth mask, still, it's just stunning. There are still people convinced this has any medical benefit at all. Why? Why are they convinced? He's like, here he goes with the mask. I can already hear. They're convinced because people like me and others have been silenced and kicked off and banned on platforms for giving you the science behind these things, that they don't work. So people out there still, I just had it out with someone yesterday about this. They still believe this crap. Why? Because of morons like Gavin Newsom, communist governor of California. Gavin Newsom signs a bill to punish doctors who spread COVID misinformation. He just approved this bill, AB 2098, permitting the state medical board to punish doctors for infractions. Post-millennial. Read the article in the newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. You tell people the truth about masks and the vaccine, the downsides of the vaccine. There you go. Lose your license, baby. Folks, get out of California as soon as you can. I get a lot of calls to my show. Listen, I love my radio show audience in California, KBC, KSFO, all the great stations out there. I know many of you are stuck. I'm in the fight with you, and I honor you fighting for conservatism and constitutional principles in California. If you've got to stay, you got to stay. I actually wrote a piece once, an independent journal review. You can read it yourself about the necessity to stay and fight because I grew up in blue states. But folks, I had an awakening on that. You're far more valuable in swing states, and these people are never going to stop. You're going to lose your license. You're going to be bankrupted. You don't have to. You can take you and your valuable medical skills. You can leave California and come to Florida, where you'll be respected and you'll at least be backed up by the people down here. It's a disgrace what's happening. Get out of California as soon as you can. I'm serious. I had to leave myself. These places are just collapsing into totalitarian nightmares, and you don't want to be the one shutting the lights out. They're going to reap what they sow over there. Okay, I got a piece of video for you here. This is a good one. So Alex Berenson, speaking of a guy who was censored for telling you the truth. Remember Berenson? He was a former reporter, a journalist. Well, he's still a journalist now, but now he's independent. And he's an actual journalist who does real work. Berenson, early on, had reported about some of the problems that were brewing with the vaccine. Now we're starting to see this stuff materialize, being found in the early days of vaccination in mother's breast milk. We've had cases of myocarditis. You've had a lot of suspicious activity surrounding the vaccine. Berenson exposed that early. Twitter banned him. He sued Twitter. They settled. Berenson was then allowed back on Twitter. Now, Berenson was on Tucker last night, and unbelievably, remember Eco Health Alliance, the Peter Daszak organization that worked with the Wuhan lab and was given funding by the United States government to work with the Wuhan lab who many believe was the source of this coronavirus? You would never in a million millennia believe that the government, it was dumb enough, our government, to then go and fund the same EcoHealth Alliance that people believe played a role in the COVID pandemic. They were like, no way that could happen again. A lot of people believe that their work with the Wuhan lab led to this pandemic. We're doing it again. Showed it on yesterday's show. $600,000 grant for the same crap to EcoHealth Alliance. Berenson was on Tucker last night. It was a fascinating appearance. I wanted to play it today. He has two theories about why they would do this to government. Number one, we'll call the, I don't know any other way to say it, Joe, the FU theory, where the government's just like double-barreled, family-friendly. We'll fund whoever we want. Kiss my butt. That's likely. But his second theory is fascinating. Maybe they are so eager to debunk the Wuhan lab theory that they're going out there to hunt in the wild for a virus that resembles it, to gaslight you and make you believe this was natural origin, even if they discover a new and even deadlier virus. Here, listen to this.
There's really only two reasons that I can think of that they would do this. One is it's just a pure power play. It's just to say to Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson, we don't care what you think. This guy's our guy, and we're going to continue to fund him. The other is a bit darker, which is, you know, there's this community of virologists out there that won't admit that this probably came out of a lab, and they continue to insist on natural origins, that somehow this jumped from a bat to a human, or from a bat to a you know, an intermediate animal to a human. And the problem is they've never been able to find a precursor virus, okay? It is quite possible that in a year, Peter Daszak's people are going to come out of those caves with what they claim is the precursor virus. And even if none of us believe them, it will just throw more smoke up and make it harder to prove that the lab leak is what really happened.
Wow, that is a really interesting theory. And that never would have occurred to me. And that sounds, that doesn't sound unlikely.
Unfortunately plausible, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, if that's not an eye opener, I don't know what is. The FU theory, that they're just doing what they're doing to show you they'll fund who they want. That's possible, by the way. Again, I don't know which one it is. I'm speculating like he is. But I believe he's right. It's one of those two things. But the second theory is fascinating, that they're out there hunting because they already know this thing came from a lab, to kind of retcon the whole story and rewrite the show like they do with the Halloween movies. Michael Myers is dead. He's alive. Forget that last movie. It didn't happen. They're going to retcon the story if they find a similar virus. Go, oh, look, it came from the wild. How do we know? Well, we just found it. Yeah, but the thing already leaked from the lab 2 years ago. Yeah, but we just found it. Yeah, but you know, it already happened. Joe, you get the timeline problem they have? Yeah. Kind of an issue, right? But
yeah.
It already leaked. No, it's this bad. Here, 2 years later, they did it. Brilliant analysis by Berenson. All right, one more last story on my FU theory. Possibly, sorry for the name, but the greatest you of all time happened to Joe Biden this week. Remember Joe Biden's fist bump meeting with the Saudis? He's not going to shake his head. They're going to fist bump. Really one of the more embarrassing international episodes you've ever seen in my life. Showing you again my thesis on the Saturday night show on Fox Unfiltered about how humiliating and embarrassing Joe Biden is and how people are taking advantage of our weakness, right? Joe Biden went over to kiss the Saudis' ass to get them to pump more oil because we have oil here. He doesn't want to pump. I'll show you that in a minute. He wanted the Saudis to save him. So what did the Saudis do? They waited till a couple of weeks before the election to announce in this article, you'll see OPEC's October oil surprise, that not only are they not going to go along with this increased pumping routine Biden wants, but they're going to give him the double-barreled FU and they're going to actually pump less oil right before an election, just to screw over Biden in one of the most humiliating you of all time. Making matters even worse, because Biden won't pump here, and he's been emptying our strategic oil reserves in the middle of a potential nuclear war, because Biden is a failed, corrupt, lying loser, and the most horrendous president we've ever had in modern U.S. history, a total failure of a human being. He's entering our strategic oil reserves. And the Wall Street Journal notes, now they're at the lowest levels we've seen in decades, the oil reserves. So to refill them, Joe, we're going to have to buy oil at a higher price than we've been selling it from the oil reserves. Selling high and buying higher wasn't supposed to be the strategy. A smart strategy to reduce prices would have been to encourage more production. But they note that a new study estimates that we'd be producing 2 and 3 million more barrels of oil a day and 20 to 25 billion cubic feet more of natural gas if the Trump administration policies had continued. most failed human being to ever step into the Oval Office. A cancerous rot of a human being who can't destroy this country quick enough. Let's empty the strategic oil reserves. Yeah, but we got a potential nuclear war on the horizon. Don't worry, we'll refill them later at a higher price. Yes, sir. You know, we could produce more oil here if we just did what Trump did. Let's not do what Trump did. Let's bankrupt us. Disgusting. Guy's an idiot, folks. An idiot. All right, don't miss out on my radio show later. Got a lot of material there. And if you wouldn't mind, please subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Spotify. And we really appreciate you subscribing on Rumble. It is free. It helps us stay on the charts. Really appreciate your help there. Rumble.com/Bongino. Thanks a lot. See you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.